How's it going, everybody? And welcome to Just Nobody's Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan.
And I'm your host, Daniel.
And today we're doing a podcast.
If you're new to the channel, please smash the subscribe button. It's the button that's red that says subscribe on it. Please hit it. If you hit it and you hit the like button, you will meet Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt?
Brad Pitt will just open the door and just give you a big hug, give you a little nice little back rub.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, I don't know. That's a little violation there. If you want that, I'm sure you could just ask him. So make sure you hit the like button and subscribe button. Also, comment what you guys want us to talk about next week. As you're going to see throughout this video, we took your suggestions and theories and topics that you want us to talk about, and we're going to talk about it today on this podcast.
Yeah.
On today's podcast, we will be talking about the top five darkest Nickelodeon theories. As we know, Nickelodeon is not looking too hot right now. All the bad stuff that has come out. We will also be talking about the documentary Quiet on Set, along with some of the most horrific, darkest secrets of Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about today on this podcast. So without further ado, let's get into the podcast.
Okay, one of the biggest theories is Timmy Turner Danny Phantom? Now, Butch Hartman, the creator, has said this is very, very possible. So we all know Timmy Turner is a kid who has fairy godparents that grant him like any wish that he wants.
Yeah.
So there's a theory that he actually wished his fairy godparents to change his entire life so he could finally live his life as a superhero.
As we know, Timmy likes Crimson Chin,
who's right,
a big superhero in their universe.
Exactly. So if you look at Timmy's friends, he has AJ, who is super smart, and he has Chester, who's also not very smart. But then you look at Danny's friends, and he has Tucker, who is also super smart, and then he also has Dash, who is not smart. But when you look at them side by side with Timmy's friends, they look exactly the same, just older. So it could be the same person. Okay, so then you look at Timmy's girlfriends. He has Tootie, who has a floating ponytail and she always wears plaid. But then he has Trixie, who has black hair and she always wears a pink top. Now, if you compare them to Danny's girlfriends, they're very similar. So Danny has Sam, who has a floating ponytail and she always wears plaid. And then he also has Paulina, who has black hair and always wears a pink top. So they're like the same exact people as Timmy's friends.
It is pretty crazy, like, when you really start looking at the similarities that both of them have.
Right, and Timmy has a crush on Trixie, and Danny has a crush on Paulina, and they're supposed to be, like, the same person, and they look like the same person, so it makes sense that they are the same person because they both have crushes on the same exact person.
Coincidence? I think not. I think there's definitely something to this. I mean, even the artwork alone, right? They're very similar.
Yeah, they're super similar, so I really think this theory could be possible.
Butch Hartman may not want to confirm this because it kind of will, like, it combines, even though his initial thought maybe was to combine them.
Yeah.
For, like, business strategy, it probably smarter to keep them separate.
Right.
Because they can both have their own universe, but they're the same person.
Yeah. Another big theory in the Nickelodeon universe is, what is the Krabby Patty secret formula?
This one is very disturbing for any SpongeBob fan.
Okay. So everybody thinks it's crab because they're called Krabby Patties.
I would assume.
Okay, but what you have to think about is, why does Mr. Krabs have a whale daughter, okay? SpongeBob's parents, both sponges. Patrick's parents, both starfish. How the heck does Mr. Krabs have a whale daughter? And what the heck happened to her mom?
Tell him.
So the theory is that Mr. Krabs actually killed Pearl's mom and has been using the meat from her carcass to make Krabby Patties. And he's been raising Pearl to one day be the next batch of meat for the Krabby Patties. Because we know whales have a lot of meat because they are like the biggest sea creatures in the world.
One whale can go a long way.
Right. So it makes sense that Mr. Krab is raising Pearl to be the next supply of Krabby Patties because he's still using the mother.
Oh, that makes that. I forgot about that part. That, yeah. I forgot that you're saying that it's the mom.
Right. So they've been using hit the mom, right? And he's been raising Pearl to be the next supply of Krabby Patties.
Mr. Krabs, you can't knock a businessman.
See,
he's trying.
It makes sense, though, because he is so corrupt, right? He's all about money. He doesn't care who it is. It's all about money for him.
It kind of reminds me, too, of, like, you know, like how stores advertise meat to us?
Yeah.
But who knows if it's real or not?
Exactly.
Just like how the Krabby Patty manipulates all its customers believing that it's crab.
Right.
It's not. Why would he?
But see, also, Pearl is one of the very few whales that we see in the entire show. Maybe we only see one other whale, and that's it.
That's true.
Right? So she's like the only one.
Ooh.
Because Mr. Krabs has been killing the whales.
All this time, we've been giving so much trouble to Plankton.
Yeah.
When the true villain is Mr. Krabs.
Okay, I don't think Plankton gets off the hook, because there's another theory about why everybody hates the Chum Bucket. Okay, so we all know Chum Bucket is like the worst restaurant in Bikini Bottom.
Right.
Everybody likes Krabby Patties. But the reason why everybody hates the Chum Bucket, because if you look up the definition of chum,
yeah,
chum is actually grinded up fish that they use to go fishing with. So it's literally ground up pieces of fish.
Yeah.
So when people go eat at the Chum Bucket, or I shouldn't say people, when other fish go eat at the Chum Bucket, they're literally eating fish. So it's cannibalism. Obviously, they're not going to like it.
Yeah.
So that's why nobody likes the Chum Bucket, because they're actually serving chum. And when you look at it, it's like the building's a big bucket. It's exactly what they put chum in. Like a big silver bucket, they go fishing with the big bucket of chum.
Right. It's most likely just fish, right?
Right. It's just ground up fish.
Right.
So it makes sense that the Chum Bucket is serving ground up fish.
And the Krabby Patties, right? Say if it is whale or if it's crab, right?
Right.
You don't see too many crabs or whales in Bikini Bottom.
No.
So they're like okay with eating it because they're not eating themselves. But exactly. Chum is literally fish.
Yeah.
And who lives in Bikini Bottom? All fish.
Exactly. So that's why nobody likes the Chum Bucket.
Hey, don't eat the Chum Bucket.
Moving on to another Fairy Odd Parents theory, there's a crazy theory that someone is kind of going undercover and hiding a really big secret in the show.
Tell them, expose them. It's all about exposing Nickelodeon today. Let them have it.
So when you watch Fairy Odd Parents, when you look at all the characters' eyes, it could reveal a lot about who they are just by looking at their eyes. Okay, so when you look at Timmy's eyes, he has like these big blue eyes, but there's no pupil. It's just like one color. And literally goes the same for like Mr. Crocker, Vicky, all like his parents.
Right.
But now if you look at Cosmo and Wanda, they have their signature colored eyes, but they also have a pupil. And the same goes for all the other fairies. They all have their color, but they also have a pupil. But now if you look at the character Veronica, she has pupils.
Ooh.
But she acts like she's Trixie's best friend.
Right.
So the theory is that Trixie actually has Veronica as her fairy, and she's disguising her as a human. Because when you think about it, Timmy tries to disguise Cosmo and Wanda as like goldfish, pencils and erasers.
Right.
So it makes sense that Trixie would disguise Veronica as a human so she could just have her wherever she goes, no matter what.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Why would the art department, Butch Hartman, the animators, do that? Like, you know what I mean?
Right. Why is she the only human that has pupils?
Right.
When all the fairies have pupils, but none of the humans do.
It's a choice.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
So I think Veronica is a fairy.
I mean, the evidence sure looks like that. Okay, moving on to iCarly. Now, we know iCarly is very popular in the news right now, maybe not for the same reasons that we all once talked about iCarly, but it's in the news because of the drama between Josh Peck and Drake Bell, along with what Drake Bell came out about talking to in the Quiet on Set documentary. But there's a theory that Drake and Josh take place in the same universe as iCarly. Now, you may say they're both Nickelodeon shows. That is true. But there is evidence at points where they are actually in the same universe, because as we know, Ick Glockma is actually a movie that is like playing in the Drake and Josh universe. We see there's a movie poster and it says Ick Glockma. Don't ask me why Ick Glockma is the name.
I don't even know what that means.
It's probably some kind of Dan Schneider thing.
Oh.
Who knows what it means?
Yeah.
And in iCarly, we also see Ick Glockma in iCarly.
Right.
Showing it's, that
they're in the same place.
Yeah.
They're in the same world.
And Deka Shoes is in Drake and Josh, which is like their version of like a really nice shoe line.
Right. They're like watching a commercial.
Right. And iCarly is trying to get an internship, I believe, with Deka Shoes.
Yeah. Something at the company. But it's the same company.
Same shoe, same movie.
Yeah.
Same universe.
Right.
Now, you may ask yourselves, how does Carly exist and Megan exist when they're the same actress in the same universe? How does Spencer exist in both?
Right. Crazy Steve.
There's two characters that coexist within the Drake and Josh universe and the iCarly universe. There's only two characters that appear in both shows.
Yep.
And that is Crazy Steve and Megan.
Yeah.
The theory goes that Crazy Steve was lonely. Crazy Steve was tired of being neglected.
Yep.
Tired of not being taken serious. So he said, you know what I long for? Family.
Yep.
Who has a nice family? Drake and Josh have a nice family. Crazy Steve, with one of his crazy ideas, decides, I'm going to get that. It's mine. So he goes and he kills Josh and his mom and dad, and he leaves Drake to live because Drake's dumb. Drake's not a threat. Drake doesn't even remember what he ate for dinner the day before.
Right.
So Crazy Steve's like, you know what? I'll let him be.
Yeah.
He captures Megan, drives her to Seattle, and boom, brainwashes her.
Becomes her legal guardian.
Becomes her legal guardian. And we see that Megan now has to change her name.
Yeah.
To Carly.
Right.
And Crazy Steve was like, you know what? I can't be called Crazy Steve anymore. I got to be taken serious. So I got to think of a name with an S.
Spencer.
And in one of the deleted scenes from the show, we see Drake Bell appear on the show of iCarly. And he runs in and he goes, Megan, where's Josh and mom and dad?
Yeah.
Because Drake was still left alive.
Right. And everybody else got killed.
Yeah. They all got taken out by Crazy Steve.
See, this theory, it's wild, but it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Like, it could be very well possible.
It's wild, but look at how wild Nickelodeon was.
Right.
Talk about some crazy stuff. They were like, let's write this.
Yeah.
I don't think it's out of the question. With what's coming out, this theory becomes more plausible than ever before. Now, since I get it, it's a sensitive topic right now. I don't want to really get into it too deep, but the Quiet On Set documentary, everyone should go watch it. If there's one thing that we could do is shed light on right. this situation.
Yeah.
And hopefully by watching the theories about Nickelodeon, it'll redirect you guys to watch Quiet On Set
mm-hmm.
and just spread awareness to what's been going on. As we know, Hollywood is not always what it seems.
Yeah. Not sunshine and rainbows for sure.
Yeah. And I just feel for the victims. I feel that it's so sad that here we are as, you know, growing up watching their shows, like growing us as people, right? It really provided a sense of entertainment and joy. Watching Drake and Josh, yeah. you know, a lot of these shows, and these kids were working in these environments that maybe turns out were horrible.
Right.
You know, they gave us a childhood and their childhood was taken from them. So I think the way we can try to help, we can't rewrite the past. We could help write the future right. and make change
and bring awareness to what happened.
Yeah. Bring awareness. And I just want to talk about some things that I found really disturbing just in the first episode alone that, you know, as a kid, I really didn't question much because I didn't know any better.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But like there is so many pictures of like feet in the show, like so many scenes where like they yeah. show feet.
Yeah.
And it's just like really weird now to know that there's people out there that really like fantasize about feet,
right?
You know, and to have these
kids doing that,
yeah, it's really weird. And then yeah. like there's a scene where like Ariana Grande is holding this potato, right? And she's uh-huh. like,
oh yeah, yeah, I know,
right? And then she starts pouring water all over herself,
yeah.
And it's just like horrible, like it's so bad that like as an adult now, like I can't believe that
even aired,
yeah. Like, I can't believe it made it through so many corporate officials, so many producers, so many people on set that was okay to do.
Yeah. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah, and you could put, you know, blame it all on Dan Snyder, right?
Right.
But there's a lot of people that could have stepped up to the plate to fix those issues.
And said, this is not going on air.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, sure, blame him. But, like, he's a horrible person. There's
right.
no doubt about that. But, like, there's a lot of people that were also letting this happen.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
So I don't want to say much more, but it is crazy and sad and just horrific. And I just encourage people to really learn the truth and go watch the documentary. And I think that's the way we show support.
Yeah.
Is encouraging it and just say like, yeah, go watch it.
Yeah, spread awareness. Yeah.
The last theory that I would like to talk about.
Oh.
The Nickelodeon logo.
Oh.
The Nickelodeon logo. Sure. Looks like just a splat.
Yeah, like
of
the orange splat.
Yeah. But it's not just a random splat.
What?
There's a theory that the Nickelodeon logo is actually in the shape of Jeffrey Epstein's island.
No.
When you put a side-by-side photo of both of them,
yeah,
it's like almost like perfectly matched up.
Are you serious? Just yeah. that orange splat.
Right, but you're going to tell me that they got a random splat and it just so happens to fit all the edges and peninsulas on Jeffrey Epstein's island?
Oh, that's weird. That's weird.
It's really weird.
Dude, what?
Yeah.
How has nobody figured that out by now?
Because I think people see like the animation of like the blob bloop, and
yeah.
then it's like splat.
Yeah.
So you don't think anything of it.
Oh, what the heck?
So there's a lot of weird stuff going on.
Yeah.
If Daniel and I disappear for any reason, we are perfectly sane. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with us.
Right. Nothing.
And if we go out and you think something's wrong,
it wasn't us.
Yeah. Someone did it to us. I just want to really put that out there because yeah. I realize as I just said that right now, it could be kind of crazy what we just said.
Right. Well, you said it.
Yeah. So if I disappear or if Daniel disappears,
it wasn't us.
It wasn't us.
Moving on from that, let's talk about some movie news.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear it.
So apparently for Deadpool 3, there's a big rumor going around on where the movie is going to take place. Now, they're saying that 70 to 75% of the movie is actually just in the void.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and the rest is like in the MCU. I mean, obviously the void is MCU.
Yeah.
But maybe the other percent is when they're actually in the new universe.
I do feel like it makes sense because the void is going to have where all the Fox universe characters are
going to
be.
Right. And there's obviously they're going to be going to like different universes in a way.
Or different points of time in the right. MCU.
So it makes sense that a lot of the movie will take place in the void.
Yeah.
But that's some just big news from that.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Like,
75% of the movie.
It is interesting. As we know, like, Pyro's in the void. There's a lot of characters in the void. We see Wolverine and Deadpool fighting in the void.
Right. So Wolverine's probably in the void. Yeah. Maybe. We don't.
But you know what I think it is? Huh. I think it's X-Men 97's Wolverine stuck in the void.
Oh.
I could be wrong.
Because of the suit?
I could be wrong. Yeah, the suit. It just, who knows?
Oh, that's crazy. Okay, another movie news. Happy Gilmore 2.
Yes.
Is officially being worked on.
Happy Gilmore 2. Happy Madison. If anybody's watching that is in connection with those companies, I want to be in the movie.
Oh, dude, that'd be
Let me hit a golf shot or something.
Yeah. I'm just so excited that they're making another movie. I have wanted a Happy Gilmore 2 for so long. For so long.
Yeah.
Because, like, after he wins, he gets Grandma's house back. What happens to Happy? What goes after that?
How many more gold jackets does he win?
Right. Because he's, like, the best golfer ever.
Okay.
So what happens now?
So what do you think happens now? If you had to make your 15-second synopsis of Happy Gilmore 2,
wow.
You know 20, 30 years has passed now. So where do you think we're at in Happy Gilmore's life?
He's getting older, right?
Yeah.
His swing has not been as effective as it used to be.
Okay.
Now, what happens when that happens?
Yeah, what happens?
People like Shooter McGavin become more competition to him. Because now, Happy can't do the same swing, and it doesn't work as often. So Shooter McGavin actually has a chance.
Oh.
Shooter McGavin could definitely beat Happy now. And would it be like a Cinderella story where Happy kind of like lets him win?
Maybe.
Because he kind of feels bad for Shooter McGavin's downfall?
I have a good one.
Okay.
Okay. As we know in sports, right? When there's someone that's groundbreaking, someone that's pushing the barrier, someone that's reinventing the sport, everyone wants to gravitate and learn how that person's doing it.
Yeah.
Happy dominates, right? As we see, he hits the ball 400 yards. Everyone's analyzing him. People are trying to copy him, but no one could get it quite right, right? No one could do it. 30 years goes by. He's a legend. He's won a couple tournaments, but people slowly start to perfect his swing and understand the science behind it.
Interesting.
These young guys coming out, whacking it super far.
Yeah.
And it gets to the point where Happy's like, I think I'm outdone. These guys are way better than me.
Yeah.
They're running and hitting the ball far, and my running and hitting isn't going as far anymore. So he has to compete in a world where the Happy Gilmore swing is become like the norm.
Yeah.
And he has to try to learn how to be better.
Oh. But can you imagine?
But what he finds is it's always been in his heart. You can copy the swing, but you can't copy the Happy and Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, that is true, though.
It would be interesting, right? To see other people try to copy him.
Yeah.
Because he's so dominant.
Right.
Right. That
it makes sense to do his swing.
Yeah.
Perfect it. Now is Happy going to have to go to a regular golf swing?
No, but I think it's going to come down to like having to rely on his short game more.
Yeah. Ah, interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to put like long drive guys in it in the movie.
Probably.
That'd be cool.
I just wonder what they can do like to make it seem more like realistic.
Right.
It would be cool to see like Tiger Woods and like pros in it.
Yeah. I think they have to definitely put pros in it.
Because they did have pros in the original.
Right.
Like, so, Lee Trevino was in it, I think, a lot.
Yeah. So they gotta do it. But big news that it's even being worked on. Because it's been how many years now? And we're finally getting Happy Gilmore 2.
I know. I was really shocked when Shooter McGavin's character revealed.
Yeah. So something else that's kind of big news. It's not movie news, but just something I saw on the news. Now, there was a manager at a Wendy's. Okay, and this manager collected $20,000 from this Wendy's free.
Wait, what?
So what this manager did was, this manager decided to say, hey, I'm hiring this new person. They're going to work this many hours a week, and that's it.
Yeah.
Now, what people didn't realize was that this employee did not exist. This manager made up a fake employee and made up fake hours, and this fake employee was receiving paychecks.
What?
So this manager was basically just taking these paychecks from this fake employee and racked up $20,000 from this fake employee.
That is crazy.
Yeah. So the manager would like book the fake employee hours and there was literally no employee. So they would just take the money.
That is unethical, but genius at the same
time. It is crazy.
I never really even thought of that.
$20,000?
That is horrible. But man, I guess it makes sense because like if you have like, you already know there's five workers at Wendy's, right?
So, yeah.
And you're like, well, I do need a sixth employee.
Right.
You just pretend to hire one. They'd be like, you guys can still get the job done.
Yeah. She got away with it to make $20,000. That is just, you know how much time that is to go from minimum wage, if it's minimum wage, all the way up to $20,000. That's got to be a long time. Say if you're paying the fake employee minimum wage. You know how long that fake employee has to work to be able to get to $20,000?
Well, let me just put it out here like this, okay? Say if you work 40 hours a week at $24 an hour, you make $50,000.
A year.
A year. That's at $24. So I don't think $20,000 is crazy. I think that's like minimum wage.
Well, I'm just saying, it's they went, what, 6 months with a fake employee.
Oh, they made $20,000 in 6 months.
Well, you got to think about it. How much is the average Wendy's employee making? Probably minimum wage at the start, right?
But didn't they just raise the minimum wage to $20?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
But you got to think, it's a long time to go with a fake employee without getting caught. That's what I'm trying to say.
I'm trying to be logically thinking.
They went this long with an invisible person working.
Yeah, I guess Wendy's is such a big corporation.
And they're writing these checks to a fake employee.
I don't know how you get away with that, like in terms of like paying taxes and like...
That's what I'm saying. How do you get away with it for so long?
Okay, another thing in the news, we talked about a while, like a couple weeks ago, about Neuralink. Okay, Neuralink, yeah. There's a guy named Noah Arbaugh who had a diving accident where he actually, basically, essentially, he ended up being paralyzed from the shoulders down.
Yeah.
What happened was he wanted to be one of the first human trials for Neuralink.
Mm-hmm.
Neuralink allows him now to play video games, play chess, just by using his brain. Obviously, there's more things that Neuralink provides, but the thing that they really showcase on the news is how he doesn't have to use anything other than his brain to play games on the computer, right? He's able to like move chess pieces just by thinking about it. He's able to play Civilization by using his brain and just thinking about where he wants things to move.
Yeah, and I think Civilization, it's a pretty complex game.
It is.
It's not like, it's like a point the mouse and click and shoot type of game.
Right.
This is like a full-on world.
Yeah.
So it's not like he's playing low, like, skill games.
Right, and you know what? Neuralink has allowed him to be able to do things that he used to not be able to do. Now, there is a lot that I feel like can go wrong when you're having a chip in your brain.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know the long-term damages. He claims that he has no cognitive impairments. Like, he feels great.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, like, just like anything in this world that has technology in it, you can hack it.
Right. That's what is scary to me. It's a piece of technology. It's not like it's something like a medication where it kind of just, like, goes in your body, like, dissolves and does its thing. This is something that is, say, it's like you're putting an iPhone in someone's brain.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah. So, you're telling me you can't hack an iPhone? iPhones get hacked millions every day.
Yeah.
So, you're telling me this Neuralink is not, it's immune to getting hacked? I don't think so. Especially with the capabilities that it has. Like, it's connecting to computers.
Right.
It is connecting to different devices. You're telling me that can't get hacked and then in turn hack your brain or do some sort of brain damage?
Right. So there's this thing called a Faraday bag. Have you heard of a Faraday bag?
No.
So a Faraday bag is this type of material that you can put your cell phones in, you can put your wallet in. You can put any type of technology that has a lot of data that you have.
Yeah.
And it basically blocks out any kind of signal. If there's a cyber attack, it will block it out. You know,
really?
It basically blocks any kind of person that's trying to hack your stuff.
It's a bag?
It's a bag.
Like a physical bag?
It's a bag. It's called a Faraday bag.
What the heck?
And what's so interesting about that is there's devices nowadays that you can just tap someone. You could be in close proximity to them and just hack them.
Oh.
So for the guy that has the chip in his brain, people can just mess with you. Just
all the time.
Yeah.
Just by touching your head.
Right. So that's why if there's Faraday bags for all the other technology, what are you going to put on your head?
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, say if there's a cyber attack, right? And what happens to the guy's brain?
Yeah. What happens to the guy's whole body? Does it like shut the body down completely? It's like, it's really scary when you think about it. Because someone could literally shut off this guy's entire body, right? If it gets control of the Neuralink and the Neuralink controls the brain.
Yeah.
Or is a part of the brain. You're telling me that this thing could tell the body to stop functioning.
Right.
So what the heck?
I mean, that's the whole thing, right? Like, my question to you would be if... Apparently, Neuralink is going to help people too, like Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's. It's going to help their brain be able to function more normal. compared to, you know, letting the disease continue. So what would you do if you were going to be diagnosed with Alzheimer's or Parkinson's disease? And say it's 15 years from now that you're going to really see it bad.
Yeah.
But you can get the Neuralink put in now and not have to deal with it. Would you get it?
No. Because I think that, okay, we honestly don't know the long-term effects of a Neuralink. How long has this thing been in this guy's head?
I don't know, a month?
Yeah, a month. What happens when you start to age? Like, does the Neuralink know what's going on in your body? Probably not.
Uh-huh.
And is it, how does, how, okay, how do they put something in your brain and it's not invasive?
It is invasive.
Right, so like, it can't be healthy long-term.
Well, that's the thing, right? It's the risk. Are you willing to roll the dice?
And I'm not.
So you'd rather just succumb to the illness.
Yeah.
See, that's
what happens if that thing goes in my head, right? And you're telling me the Parkinson's disease, whatever, is really bad in 15 years.
Yeah.
Will I even make it to those 15 years with the Neuralink? I have no idea.
Right.
So I don't think so.
So let me ask you this, right? So yeah, we don't know what happens, right?
Right.
But we have enough knowledge to know what happens to people with Parkinson's disease, you know, how it plays out once you have it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's enough data to show you your span of life, your quality of life.
Right.
So you're telling me that you're going to see that and you're just going to roll with you're not going to even try to get the Neuralink if it's going
to
help.
I have no idea what that thing could do to my head long term.
No, that's my whole thing, right?
Yeah.
So so this is the whole argument here, okay?
Right.
You have something that, yeah, we don't really know.
Yeah.
We see some benefits. It's helped, you know, a monkey play Pong. We've seen this. It helps this guy play chess, right? We see a lot of upside in the science world. Then, but you ultimately know that Parkinson's is basically to a T knows exactly how it will play out your life, the quality of life you're going to have.
Yeah.
So you know what you're going to get.
Right.
But there's a chance. There's a chance for hope here that it could be like, it could help not have that quality of life.
Yeah.
And you're telling me you're not going to even.
It could. Right.
So, but
it could also cut my life in half.
But we don't know.
We don't know.
But
right?
You have a chance for normalcy here where you won't have.
You're telling me just because you see a freaking monkey play a video game, you're like, I'm putting that thing in my head. Who knows if they're controlling the monkey or not?
I know.
Right. Who knows if the monkey was getting controlled to play that video game? Okay.
Like, okay.
We have no idea what that monkey went through. And I'm pretty sure that monkey's dead now.
Are you being serious?
I think it is. Look it up. Look it up. I don't think that monkey made it.
Wait, why do you say that? Did you see?
I thought I saw something that said it didn't.
So what did I search? Neuralink monkey?
Yeah.
Elon Musk has reasserted his statement that his brain implant startup Neuralink had never caused the death of a monkey.
Okay. So, maybe I'm wrong there. But come on. You're just telling me that now that this monkey can play a video game.
But
at least a dozen monkeys died after receiving a chip implant.
Are you serious?
But they're saying that it's not Neuralink.
Okay. So you're telling me things die when you get a chip planted in their brain. Now, why all of a sudden should I trust the Neuralink? Right? We have proof that chips have killed things when you put it in their brain.
Yeah, I'm just trying to present. I'm trying to argue here.
I'm trying to
you got to fight your case.
Right.
I'm just trying to think what angle I can go. Comment in the comments. Help me here. Daniel could read and
it
disagree
is so
with you.
Dangerous. It's dangerous.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous. I agree.
Yeah.
Would I get it? No.
Right.
But if you told me I have 5 years to live.
Okay.
And there's some upside to this treatment.
Uh-huh.
I may do it.
But you're telling me we don't even know what this thing is like when it's in someone's brain for even 2 months.
I know, but I just feel like.
Okay. This guy has been able to play chess and play Civilization, right?
Yeah.
Whoop-de-doo. Right? What? Seriously.
Yeah.
Right? It's okay.
It meant a lot to him.
Yeah, I get it. It meant a lot, right? And it's really cool. Like, it's really cool. Like,
you know what some people said?
What?
Why can't you just use an eye tracker on a computer to play the game?
Okay. See? Right? They're demonstrating by playing video games. What do they do with the monkey? They demonstrated by playing a video game. What do they do with the human? They're demonstrating by playing a video game. Like, it's kind of weird. Why don't you have them demonstrate, like, how they could better everyday life?
Yeah.
I get it. Maybe he could use a computer with his brain to communicate, like, send emails, send text messages.
What I
want
to see is how someone with Parkinson's that, you know, has that shake.
Yeah.
How it could help them, you know what I mean?
Right.
Not shake.
Yeah. So where the heck is that?
I don't know why they don't show that.
They're showing them play video games. And you're telling me that I should trust it if I have Parkinson's disease?
Dude, I don't know.
No. But see, like, that's like the whole point.
No,
right?
I hear you. And there's got to be a reason why they're not trying to show that.
Because it doesn't work.
I know. There's a chance it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah, I know.
Yeah, sure. He could say he has no, like, cloudy cognitive function, right? But he probably didn't have that before either. You know what I mean? What is it doing that's really, like, breaking the barrier besides letting you play a video game? Right? I mean, okay, haven't they showed, like, monkeys are, like, super intelligent where they could see a screen and they could tap the numbers in order?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so what's the big deal about a monkey swipe, like, using a little block to keep a ball from bouncing up and down?
That is true.
You know what I mean? A monkey, okay, in that same test where the monkey's tapping the numbers,
yeah,
they flash the numbers for, like, 3 seconds, and then they take the numbers away and put blocks on there.
Uh-huh.
And they're able to memorize where each number was, 1 through 9.
Without Neuralink?
I'm pretty sure it was without Neuralink. I think it was just, like, a thing, like a test. I don't know. But, like, I just don't think we're at the level where it's, like, trustworthy.
I agree. If we're at the stage where they're showing how to play chess with it,
yeah,
it's hard to make that claim that you're going to cure Parkinson's and Alzheimer's with this thing.
And let me say this. There is a streamer. I don't know her name, but there's a streamer who plays video games with her mind, like, already.
How?
She has, like, something, like, hooked. Like, it's not, like, a chip in her brain, I don't think. But it's, like, she has, like, neuro, like, stickers on her head that's, like, all wired and stuff.
Yeah.
And she's able to play with her thoughts.
And what kind of games is she playing?
I think she's playing, like, League of Legends.
Wow.
Yeah.
So she's just, she's basically doing what Neuralink is able to do.
Yeah. It's the same thing.
Dude, is she a popular streamer?
I think so.
Oh, wow.
Neuralink, this huge scientific breakthrough, is demonstrating playing video games while this girl is doing it.
Yeah.
With technology that she's probably just found. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what's the big deal?
That is true.
Just because it has the name Neuralink linked to it makes it scientifically groundbreaking? No, it's people have been doing it.
Wow. That's a good argument. What you just said there, that's interesting. I didn't know that was a streamer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let me look her up. This streamer, right? She uses an EEG hooked up on her head.
Okay.
To play these games. And she's just, like, tinkered the device a little bit to have signals go to her computer as, like, commands.
Does it say what game she plays?
I'm pretty sure she plays, like, Dark Souls. Dark Souls is one of the hardest games in the world.
Wow.
And she, like, this is what she looks like. She just has this thing hooked on her head.
Uh-huh.
And she plays like that. She's not moving her hands at all. She's just playing with her thoughts.
That's crazy.
An EEG reads her brain activity. It picks up things such as brain waves, their frequency, and a rough approximation of where the signals are occurring. This creates a pattern that, her name's Perry, can train the EEG's interference to recognize. So it's basically just recognizing her brain waves to play the game.
Dang.
So what the heck is Neuralink doing differently? They're putting something in your brain to play a video game when this girl's just putting something on her head.
Jeez. Good debate. That was a good debate. You know what?
Not putting it in my head.
Yeah, even though I don't agree with Neuralink to begin with,
right.
I thought I was trying to fight it for you, like to give you a fight, but I don't think it's hard to justify it now that there's already technology out there that doesn't require you to go into your brain.
Yeah, and we don't know like the health benefits to it.
No, Neuralink, we don't.
Yeah, so yeah. Like
until they start showing
right.
test subjects with Alzheimer's and Parkinson's.
So if I was told in 15 years I was getting Parkinson's and right now I can get Neuralink to prevent it, I would not do it. Because I have no idea what it could do for me.
That's valid. Until they start showing that there's really medical benefits.
Right.
Showing me someone playing chess does nothing.
Yeah.
If someone's able to play Dark Souls with a little thing on their head, a headband.
Yep.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for watching this week's podcast and listening. If you're new to the channel, please smash the subscribe button, hit the like button, and also comment if you agree with what we had to say about Nickelodeon, what we had to say about Neuralink. Let us know your thoughts. Any kind of arguments, we would love to hear.
Yeah, I want to hear your guys' thoughts on Neuralink. Like, would you put it in your head? Because I'm definitely not.
Yeah. You brought up a lot of good points.
Especially with the evidence we have now, I'm not.
Yeah.
Because what is it going to do?
Right. We don't know.
Yeah.
So we'll see you guys tomorrow on TikTok, and we'll see you guys next Sunday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube.
We'll see you on the TikTok.
God bless you guys. See ya.
Love ya.